if this term has caught your radar, but expect some of that coming up later in the show. Right now is a fresh remix from a favorite producer of mine based out of the UK. Actually, not the UK. Can't remember where. I think maybe Switzerland? Anyways, don't quote me on that. He calls himself Seba. Incredible remix right here, brought to you by Seba. What a solid tune right there. Seba on the remix. Gotta love that fluid drum and bass styles. That is a consistent roller. Perfect for the middle of any set. This tune wrapping up is called Love Again. It's originally by John B. It was self-released on John B's Beta Recordings label. And the vocalist you hear on that, her name's Jillian Ann. Gotta love this tune. Make sure to check out John B's release that came out earlier in 2012 called Lightspeed. Since that release, he's been putting out various EPs of remixes of the hit tunes, one of which is this one finishing up. One last time, Seba on the remix, hailing from Stockholm, Sweden. I was wrong before I said Switzerland. It's Sweden. Also owner of Secret Operations, a wicked cool drum and bass label. Seba, I saw him live not too long ago with Caliber. Incredible, incredible show. The vibes in that room were just extremely high. Now we're going to keep with the drum and bass for a little bit, for at least a couple more tunes. Super stoked for tomorrow night. If you guys don't have anything to do, drum and bass is the Red Room is the place to be. Drum and bass legends Ed Rush and Optical are touching down in Vancouver tomorrow, Saturday night. The Red Room, I believe that's on Richard Street, downtown Vancouver. Ed Rush and Optical. I am super excited. Hence all the drum and bass to get us grooving today. This one is a remix they did. It came out in 2011 on the Summer Slammers compilation. Big, big, big tune right here. It's called High Top. Wow. Ed Rush and Optical, they definitely have that acid kind of influence in their style. They keep it raw, they keep it heavy, they keep it quick. And I believe this kind of vocal sample that you're kind of hearing start up, I believe that's from that Axwell and Sebastian Ingrosso house tune that came out in the late 90s, Lovin' the Vibe. I think that's what the tune is called. Don't quote me on that. Anyways, this tune, incredible. Turn it up. Be sure your subwoofers are on high. This is Ed Rush and Optical on the remix, originally done by Sigma. This is High Top. Whoop, whoop. We'll be right back. Wow, incredible energy in this one. Huge, huge tune. They're touching down tomorrow night in Vancouver. Ed Rush and Optical, ladies and gentlemen. Shaw DJs present in collaboration with Digital Motion at Vancouver-based Red Room Ultra Club. Make sure to check it out. That's on Richards Street. Big headliners, Pacific, Bullet Bill. It's going to be a front-to-back show of just utter drum and bass madness. If you're ahead, if you're liking what you're hearing, if you dig this kind of tunage, make sure to be there. Once again, Ed Rush and Optical laying it down tomorrow night, Red Room Ultra Bar. I am super stoked to be there. If you're a first-time listener here to The Basement on CITR 101.9, until 10:30, I like to go through this spectrum of bass music. For the time being, we're starting with some drum and bass. That last one was by Ed Rush and Optical, a tune called High Top. We're coming into a collaboration between Receptor and Neon Light. This one was recently put out on Spore's label, Lifted. Incredible tune here. Big, big, big tune. It's called 800 Pound Gorilla. That just shows how big this tune is. Make sure to turn it up. This is the last drum and bass track for the night, so make sure to get loose and boogie. We'll head into some brand new stuff off of Dirty Bird next. That is definitely a heater. Brand new release on Spores Lifted Records. That one's by Neon Light and Receptor, rightfully called 100 Pound Gorilla. We're going to take a short break here on The Basement, but stay with us. CITR 101.9 on the dial or worldwide online at CITR.ca.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at CITR.ca.
On Friday, December 14th, the Holiday Hustle begins with the second annual benefit for the W2 Community Media Arts Society. Over three floors of performances, including The Librarian vs. Self-Evident, Mandai, Vendettas, Bastet, Cherchez la Femme, and many more. Check Holiday Hustle 2 on eventbrite.ca for special deals, or grab tickets at W2, Beat Street, Zulu, High Life, and Red Cat.
Welcome back to The Basement here on CITR 101.9 FM. That last little ad, I highly support that. It's for a show called the Holiday Hustle, pardon me, at the W2 Community Center, community arts kind of space. It's more of a multimedia space that hosts many, many DJs in many, many rooms. The show or the ad that you just finished listening to is for December 14th. And they're hosting about 15, I believe, of some of my favorite locals here in Vancouver. It goes late. It's a multi-room party, so make sure to check it out. Once again, it's called the Holiday Hustle at the W2, and that's December 14th. For the time being, we're going to switch things up. Let's go a little bass-heavy tech house action. This is a fresh release from Dirty Bird Records based out of California, USA. Eats Everything on the re-ruff here. Their words, not mine. It's rightfully named a re-ruff. This tune is originally called Rough Stuff. It's a little bit of an anthem brought to you by Justin Martin. Definitely been played out countless times over the festival season. Incredible tune, incredible re-rough. Not too over the top, but Eats Everything definitely makes their original sound out of this. Anyways, enjoy. This is Nothing like a solid, groovy house tune there with a little tip of bass-heavy techno there. Gotta love it. Eats everything, ladies and gentlemen. That's a re-ruff they've done of Justin Martin, hailing from California, representing the West Coast bass music styles. Perfect vibes in this one. This is called Rough Stuff. It was recently put out on Ghettos and Gardens Remixes Volume 2. So similar to John B in the sense that Justin Martin had released a full-length album not too long ago, and now they're releasing various remix EPs to add support, and this release is just huge. Features a remix from Claude Von Stroke, features this one from Eats Everything, Leroy Peppers, Kill Frenzy, Chatochild. Make sure to check it out. Dirty Bird Records is where you gotta visit. And Eats Everything, if you're familiarize yourself. They've put out a incredible essential mix on behalf of Pete Tong's BBC Radio 1 show over the summer. It's an incredible... Actually, no. I believe that came out maybe before the summer. Regardless, it was recorded live, and it just captures their sound perfectly. Incredible set. Once again, that last tune was called Rough Stuff, and that was the Eats Everything. Rough Up. Pardon me. Wow. Now we're going to bring it home to Canada. This is originally done by a Vancouverite, goes by the name of Hexadecibel, and it's remixed by Ontario-based Basement. Big, big tune right here. It's called Up. Basement has a great release on Vancouver-based Affect Records, a forward-thinking bass music label. Make sure to check it out. I believe it's called Secret. Big, big release. I got that Basement release wrong. It's called Saturn. Pardon me. Saturn on Affect Records. We're going in. Heads up. This is Up. It's like that. Love this tune. Love just the consistent groove with not too big of a drop, but so, so solid. Once again, this one's originally done by Vancouver-based Hexadecibel. Big, big remix brought to you by Basement, spelled B-A-S-S-M-Y-N-T. This tune is called Up. It has been released on Sounds of Sumo. Also featuring remixes from Grenier, also known as DJG, Buena, and Paste Man. Big release out on Sounds of Sumo. Once again, Hexadecibel, representing the West Coast bass music styles. Big tune right there. Wow. Make sure to check out Hexadecibel's label as well, Gradient Audio. And we're keeping it West Coast. This next tune is a forthcoming freebie. Expect it to be on Victoria-based Monolithium's forthcoming album, set to be released December 10th. This is a freebie given away to, gain a little support. We got King Thing on the remix. Big remix here. It's called Bounce for Life. Gotta love King Thing. He definitely has a way of arrangement. Definitely a unique approach to remixing. I've only heard King Thing's originals before, so this is a new light I get to see him in. Big, big tune. If you want to get it for free download, just search Bounce for Life, King Thing, big tune. Turn it up. Enjoy. We're keeping with the solid bass grooves all night long. This is The Basement on CITR 101.9, here until 10:30 tonight. Gotta love the West Coast styles. We'll be right back. What a tune. I told you King Thing is known for his incredible arrangement. Very, very unique approach to that tune. Monolithium on the original, based out of Vancouver Island, British Columbia, represent BC bass music all the way. This tune is called Bounce for Life. King Thing on the remix. Wow. Love that sample. Not too over repetitive, but when it kicks in halfway through the tune, it really makes a resonance in your mind. Incredible, incredible tune. It's going to get released in a few days, so make sure to stay on top of that. Monolithium, and also check out Error Broadcast Records. For the time being, here on CITR 101.9, the basement has to take a short break, but have no fear, we shall return.
It's t-shirt time!
T-shirt time.
It's t-shirt time.
Everybody knows it's t-shirt time.
So annoying.
T-shirt time.
It's t-shirt time.
Oh my god, shut up now!
Shirtless robots, listen to CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm just trying to let everybody know so they put their t-shirts on.
I'm not Welcome back to The Basement here on CITR 101.9, or you're listening online at CITR.ca. This show is called The Basement. If you're a first-time listener, I'm here every Friday night between 9 and 10:30 p.m. playing this spectrum of bass-heavy electronic music, whether it be dubstep, drum and bass, glitch hop, UK funky, break beats, bass-heavy electronica, all kinds of fun and funky things, but representing the West Coast bass music styles. Starting up is an amazing remix from Jack Beats. This one's originally done by LaRue.
Thank you.
What a tune. This one is just timeless for me. Since the day I first heard it, I thought this was madness. And you know what? It still is. I could just rage out regardless of who's dropping this, where it's being played. Even right now, I'm just moving in my chair, and I hope you're doing the same. Jack Beats on the remix, everybody. This is originally done by LaRue. It's called I'm Not Your Toy. Played this one to build some hype for their forthcoming release December 9th in 2 days on Skrillex's label, Ocela. Super excited. It's called Somebody to Love. Really stoked for the title tune featuring Jess Mills entitled Somebody to Love, just to make that resonate. Jack Beats, everybody. I'm Not Your Toy. LaRue on the original. Big, big tune right there. If that's not in your collection, make sure to add it. It's a part of history. And we're bringing it back to Canada. This is a release, a remix by Ontario-based Toro Toro, with releases on various labels like Diplo's Mad Decent, like Dim Mac, which is Steve Aoki's baby. We got TNA, and we got this one, Party Like Us Records, which is AC Slater's baby. This tune actually is an original of his. We got Toro Toro on the remix. It's called Banger. More of the bass-heavy electro vibes for the time being. Then we'll move into some UK funky action. And then, well, just some unique, unclassifiable tunage that I've recently discovered. I'm excited to share it with you. Make sure to stay with me till 10:30. If you can't catch the whole show, visit citr.ca. All of our shows are available for stream and download in podcast form, so make sure to check out citr.ca once again. And if you guys have any questions, comments, contributions, give me a call here in the studio, 604-UBC-CITR. Once again, 604-822-2487. We'll be right back. huge tune right there. Gotta love the energy these guys put into this remix. Once again, we got Canadians Toro Toro on the remix. This is originally done by AC Slater, founder of Party Like Us Records, member of the Trouble and Bass crew. This is called Banger. Huge, huge tune. First found this tune maybe 4 years ago, and again, timeless. This one really goes in hand with the Jack Beats one I just played previous. Big, big tune. Cannot say that enough. But we're going to start to drift away from the electro styles and move in a little bit of the UK funky styles. This is a favorite of mine brought to you by Red Light, representing the UK, representing his own label, Lobster Boy Records. This is a big tune. It's called Stupid. Features Roses Gaber on the vocals. Gotta love it. Builds tons of hype. Perfect for the club. This is The Basement on CITR. Another banger brought to you by Red Light. Such a spectrum this producer has, whether it be breakbeats, whether it be house, whether it be a blend of all of the above with a little dabble in dubstep. Red Light, everybody, featuring Roses Gaber on the vocals. It's called Stupid. Not too long ago, it was released a long time ago, 2010. That is a long time in electronic music on Digital Sound Boy, which is ShyFX label. Since then, he started up his own label, Lobster Boy Records, and has released countless tunes on MTA Records, Ministry of Sound. The list goes on and on. So make sure to check out more of Red Light. He's on the up and up, and he's not slowing down. Gonna keep it funky, gonna keep it bass heavy until 10:30 tonight. Starting up is a fresh one from Trouble and Bass, Drop the Limes label out of the States. This is by Star Eyes. It's called Just Blood. Just blood. Love the nature samples in that one. It's called Just Blood by Star Eyes. Great, great to see a female behind the decks, not only DJing, but making banging bass music. This tune can be found on the Lost Girls EP out on Trouble and Bass Records, which is Drop the Lines, baby. Big, big release, four tracks deep, all of them along the similar deep bass, heavy drums, just keeping you going straight up till sunrise. Big, big tune right there. It's called Just Blood. That bass is just so big. It's so round. It just pounds, pounds, pounds. And I didn't mean that to rhyme. Wow. Starting up is one of my favorite tunes at the moment. This one I've been blasting so loud that my neighbors hate me. Recently released on Ruwina Records, R-W-I-N-A. This is called Cork by Kramhaft. Or Kramfaft? Not quite sure. Regardless, little future bass action, a little trap influence, and then just a lot of fun samples, great arrangement. This is a huge tune. I know I say that a lot, but it's true. This is a big night, ladies and gentlemen. Big night on the basement. Such a tune, eh? Definitely nothing like this out there right now. As far as I'm concerned, probably the name that comes closest to represent this sound is EEPROM, representing the west coast of California, of the USA. But this tune, finishing up, is called Cork. It's by Kramhaft? Kramhaft. Wow, it's a name not only difficult to say, but difficult to spell. He's hailing from the Netherlands. That's why you kind of get that industrial kind of itch to it. Those Dutch definitely know how to make bangers. Noisia, Blackstone Empire, Showtech, the hardstyle DJs. Anyways, regardless, big, big tune that was called Cork. Make sure to check it out on Rina Records. R-W-I-N-A is how you say that. Rina Records. Starting up in the background right now is a brand new release from Mode Selector's label, 50 Weapons. This is by Dark Sky. It is called Gotta Give. I love the samples, love the arrangement, love the little water droplets. The chimes definitely add a little mystery to the tune. It's a long one, so sit back and enjoy the auditory experience. Incredible tune right there. Definitely a unique style that's very uncommon. Can't even describe it. The arrangement, the drums, the sampling, incredible. That's brought to you by a trio. They call themselves Dark Sky. Brand new release on Mode Selector's record label, 50 Weapons. The tune finishing up is called Gotta Give. That was released on the Miriam EP. Fresh release, believe a few days old. Make sure to go find that. Make sure to go find all of their tunes. They're incredible. Dating back to the early days, 2008. Wow. I first started getting into electronic music in 2008, so those were like the early days for me, even though obviously it goes way beyond that. Anyways, right now we're moving a little UK funky kind of carnival bass kind of style. Starting up is a fresh release from Mosca featuring KDB on the vocals. It's called What You Came For. Yeah. Love this tune. Katie B's vocals were recently added. The tune was originally called Bax, but in October it was re-released on Rinse as What You Came For, featuring Katie B. This was originally done by Mosca. Great little house garage hybrid. I really feel as though this represents the Carnival bass kind of stamp of approval, that tag. If not this tune, then the next tune will definitely deserve it. If you're just joining me now, you're listening to The Bassman here on CITR 101.9 FM. On the show every Friday night between 9 and 10:30 p.m., I like to go through the spectrum of bass music, whether it be dubstep, UK funky, breakbeats, drum and bass, glitch hop. There really are no rules except funky grooves, heavy bass lines, quick tempos, and forward-thinking West Coast bass music styles. Starting up is a fresh release from Baxta. It's called Off the Chain. Big ups to B-Traits, Vancouver, Transplant into the UK, currently making her mark, a part of the Digital Soundboy crew in the UK. She hosts a weekly show on BBC's One Extra called just her name, B-Traits, and she represents this kind of vibe, as well as the spectrum I like to also boast here on The Bassman. So make sure to check out B-Traits if you haven't heard. Once again, this is Baxta in the background. What a tune. This is a big one, brought to you by Baxta, B-A-X-T-A. This one's called Off the Chain. Love the build up, love the drop, love everything about it. Tons of energy in this, lots of bounce, lots of oomph. Yeah, don't know what to call this other than carnival bass. Big, big, big bass lines in this. Here on the basement, CITR 101.9, we're going to have to take a short break. Stay with me. Plenty of bass lines to come. Going to move into some glitch hop after the break.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the food bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
Welcome back to the basement here on CITR 101.9 FM, or you're listening online at CITR.ca. If you're a first-time listener, the show is called The Basement, and on the show I like to go through bass-heavy electronic dance music, whether it be dubstep, drum and bass, glitch hop, UK funky, acid, crunk. The list goes on and on and on. It's all about diversity, and it's all about representing the West Coast styles. Starting up is a Canadian duo based out of Alberta. They call themselves the Night Riders, and they represent some bass-heavy glitch hop action. This is a fresh remix they've done for All Good Funk Alliance, and the original of this tune is straight up funk, so they've definitely brought the party in this remix. Make sure to turn it up. This is called Closer to the Edge, Night Riders on the remix.
Hey.
What a banging remix. I would love to hear this get dropped at the club. Ladies and gentlemen, Knight Riders on the remix, representing the Canadian glitch hop scene out of Alberta. This is their remix of All Good Funk Alliance's tune, Closer to the Edge. Now, the Knight Riders are a little bit of a staple in North American glitch hop. They've toured around the world, headlined at some of the largest festivals in North America, Shambhala to name one. The list goes on and on throughout the coast and beyond into Australia. The list goes on and on. They've featured releases on labels such as Moody Music, Mal Label, Simplify, Seclusius. I can't pronounce that. Wow. The list goes on and on. Knight Riders, ladies and gentlemen, a staple in glitch hop. And another staple is Vancouver-born, LA-resident Il Isha, starting up in the background, fresh release off of Moody Music, which is probably North America's leading glitch hop label. This is the self-titled track off of her album, Imaginary Friends. A little bit of a smooth, glitchy one here. Not too much on the bass-heavy end of things, but the tune after some BC dubstep will bring us to a close in this show. Once again, we got Imaginary Friends by Il Isha. Definitely a groovy tune right there. It really just takes you on a journey, paints you a little picture for all those trips that none of us go on. Anyways, we got Vancouver-born Alicia wrapping up. She's a little bit of a triple threat. She's a singer, she's a DJ, she's a producer. Triple threat. This is an original tune she's done for Moody Music. It's called Imaginary Friends. Make sure to check out the rest of the release. Same kind of groovy, not too like climactic glitch hop, but it's definitely all about the production, all about the arrangement, and all about the journey, the adventure, the mood, the emotion. Alicia, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to finish off the show with some dubstep. Haven't played some dubstep tonight, so we'll keep it local. This next duo is based out of Elphinstone. I believe that's on the island or somewhere in the Sunshine Coast. But let's be realistic. It's all Vancouver. Anyways, they call themselves Dega Sound. They're playing tonight in the city at that place. If you know that place, then you should go to that place. Otherwise, you snooze, you lose. This is an original tune that they've released on Echo Dub. It's called Bug in the Rug. It's off of their latest EP. Pardon me, not their latest. On their longest EP. Called Let It All Go. Dega Sound. This is a little bit of a classic as far as their sets are concerned. Here we go. Love the deep warehouse vibes. This is my last tune of the night, so let this be the basement signing off. If you couldn't catch the whole show and you want to listen to it again, visit CITR.ca, go under the show list, find the basement. All of my shows are available in recorded format for you to share, download, listen, stream, you know the deal. If you like what you heard, visit me every Friday night here at CITR 101.9 on the dial, or listen online at CITR.ca every Friday between 9 and 10:30 p.m. I'm on all those social media business, SoundCloud, Twitter, The Basement Show, Facebook, The Basement on CITR. Find me, like me, enjoy me. I like to think that I post a lot of relevant and fun music that needs to be heard. Once again, this is The Basement signing off. Visit me, once again, every Friday night between 9 and 10:30 p.m. This is Dega Sound wrapping up in the background. Bug in the Rug. We'll be right back.